That whole lot smothered in Huey. I want to go home. I scared to death. Oh, made me sit right there and look at it for an hour. I never took any more chances after that time. I guess I took some, but I didn't do it intentionally. When I got 15, I could, right on the border between a man and a boy, I'd fill in man's work a lot. A man be off one of those little engines, and they'd put me on one of those engines to fire it with coal. I'd shovel that coal in there and run those little engines. One day they had what they call a hoist. It looks like one of those big diggers. It's a big thing like that to pick up the rock and swing it around and ran on the railroad tracks. But now they got them run on tractors. They can run them all over the woods and everywhere. They walk and run. Without a track, you used to have to build a track for them and let them run on the track and then clamp them down because they didn't have enough weight on the back of them. When the boom was out and you pick up the load weight, you kick it off the track. So I've been firing one on about a week. We were up on this high incline, lifting some of the rock. Then they were piling it outside with that thing swinging over the dip full of time. Boom, and fill it over and put it over there where they wanted it. And I thought, boy, I was drawing a man's pay. I was having firing that little old dinky boiler. It didn't amount to much. It wasn't very hard work just because I'd been watching it 2 or 3 years. I knew how to do it. And that thing, I'd get down and clamp it to the rails when he'd get it where he wanted it. But he was smart. He thought he could, he had to reach way out there long ways, and that boom, well, that would overbounce it, so turn you over. And I told him, I said, I'd get out and clamp it on the track. That clamps on the back end of it. No, I said, I just got 3 or 4 dipper pulls. I'm going to reach out there and get. So he let that boom down. Long the boom was up like that, bouncing thing. And he let that boom way down like that. And then let the dipper down, and we got a hand big dipper full. And I was sitting way up on the coal tank, the coal bin higher than my head, full of coal. And I was sitting up on top of that, trying to get some air. And I felt that thing tip when he picked it up. He picked it up like that, that thing. Back end of it jumped off the track and jumped right back down on the track. But he thought, instead of pulling the boom up, he thought he could swing it around in front of the machine and it would balance itself. And it would if he'd have got it around there. But by the time he got it around and he was going too fast, he swung it on past the center. When he's swinging on past the center, the thing just kicked right over and turned over. He posted it up on the incline, and the boom fell all the way down to the ground. And the thing just turned right up on the side. Where I was sitting buried that deep in that hard clay, I jumped off that thing when it came down, and it broke every steam pipe on it. And the thing started, and the little old engine that pulled it, it was wide open. And it knocked over the boy that was operating, knocked him down. I thought it fell on him. I didn't have time to watch him. I was getting out of the way. When I jumped off, I jumped off on the incline. I was up on it like that, and I ran down the hill. My daddy wasn't right over there. And all that steam piling up there, he saw it. He was working right alongside of it on the track, he and his men. We got a shovel, and we went back up there. Come on, Frank, let's get him out. And I said, I think it's on him. We can't get it out. We'll get up there. I was scared with all that steam blowing everywhere. Bubba went on up there. It hadn't killed him. It hadn't hurt him. It shattered his leg. It didn't break it, but it laid him up for about 4 or 5 weeks. Little old donkey engine over there hit him on the shin.